Simin Reishayin Dalad is Sif Katan Dalad in the Mishnah Brura. Vavashas again see the Loshen HaMechaber. Beitzeya are shtei kikareis shleimais shayicheis shteim biyadai. He holds both chalas in his hand. Ubeitzeya atachtoina. And he's beitzeya on the bottom chale. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah of beitzeya atachtoina. So it seems from the Mechaber that the union of Lechem Mishnah is you hold two chalas bishas the mighty, but you're only beitzeya on one chale. So, Sharei Leinema Lechem Mishneh Ele Malakitim. The Mekor of Lechem Mishneh is, we learn out, Loktu Lechem Mishneh. So, they picked it up, they held Lechem Mishneh, Bishas Lakitim. Bishas Achila, they didn't eat Lechem Mishneh, they just were like it Lechem Mishneh. So the Inyan of Lechem Mishneh is to be oiches, to hold two chalas. Rashal Ushlo Noagu Lachte Shneim Keferish Rashbe. The Rashbe Mesechtes Brochus holds that one should be beitzeya on both chalas, and that's how the Marshal and Shlomo Noyig, v'chein hiskim agro. V'in makbid ala hitzo, so the Mishnah Berurah means to say it would be a good idea to be beitzeya on both chalas, but if it is too expensive to have two chalas by each sudim, so he says there's a posha to eat them. Oise sholeish chalas gedoilois v'sholeish ktanois. So one can make three large chalas and three small chalas, and perhaps the amount of dough that is used would be for... He's just making small challahs to be mashlam, a b'chol sudim, b'yitzeya achas g'doyla v'achas k'tana. So then one could be mekayim the shitas harashbe, which is many achroinim old like that, to be b'yitzeya and two challahs. V'ho'ilam noyegim k'shulchan aruch. The oilam is noyeg, not like this chumra, and they're only b'yitzeya and one challah. They bring down the Chazenish, also was like that. Kosev Aprim Godim, Emeloi B'Shabbos Pas Yisrael, if one does not have Pas Yisrael, Kim Pas Einem Yehudi, Mutter Lechel Mimeno, Vayin Shamoid. Hatach Toino, so it seems there's an Elyoina and a Tachtoina from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber, which seems that one chale is on top of the other chale, and by night one is beitzeya the tai, cuts open the Tachtoina, and by yom he cuts over the cuts the Elyonim. Now, Habach Tomom, so the Bach is Sakashe, Dein Mavirin al HaMitzvahs. We have a klal that if there's a mitzvah HaBol Yodchom, Al Tach Mitzeno, so if you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah with the Olyoina or with the Tachtoina, I mean the Olyoina is on top of the Tachtoina, so you're holding the vial, the Olyoina. The Olyoina is closer to you. So there's a klal, Ein Mavirin al HaMitzvah, so how do we're Mavir and the Olyoina, and we're Beitzeya from the Tachtoina. So this is a problem. But Taz, he came there, so the Taz made an Eitzah. The Noag Laniach Atachtoino Atachtein Kol of Elov Yoser Min Helyim. So the Taz went, when he had these two chalas, one on top of the other, so the bottom challah was closer to him. So Memele, so Eima Virin, the bottom challah is closer to me. So therefore, I am being Briseya on the bottom challah. Venimse she poigeya tchila batachtoina. Oi, what is another Eitzah? Loikrim El Yoino Bishas Bilchas Hamoizi, Pakert, El Yoino is closer to him. So he makes, Bishas, he makes the Moizi, so you have the El Yoino. After the Moizi, he takes the El Yoino, which is Eima Viren Ala Mitzvahs. So I take the Al-Yoyne, U'meinichin oiso lemato, and then I put it underneath the tachtoyne. Now this becomes a tachtoyne. U'voitzin oleo, and you make the bitziye on the one which was before the Al-Yoyne and is now the tachtoyne. So there is no problem whatsoever. That means I'm using, I'll say, Mevirin ala mitzvahs, I'm using the Yoyne, but Bishas Betziyah, this is the Tachtoyne. V'ayin le'el, B'simin kum samach zayin sif alef, b'ago, shloyachtech b'kikar ad achar habrochem, kidei sheyiyu akikoresh shleimais ayin shom. That means it's brought down as follows, that b'yimei ha'chol, and perhaps for 1 minute we'll deviate this amirdikim teres chayim in Masechta Sanhedrin daf kuf beis, the teres chayim says, just like in everything that grows, we give the reishis to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Bikurim is the reishis, the first fruits that become ripe. We bring that to the Beis Hamikdash. Tuma is the reishis the Goncha. Chala is reishis the Arishay Seichem. Everything we give the reishis to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So the Teres Chaim says, when we're Bekteya on a pass, the Inyan of Reishis, he says, Sai by Trumah, Sai by Chalem, there's a din of Shireho Nikorim. That means that you don't make the whole Issa Chalem, this is the Chalem, and the rest, there's Shireim. There's Reishis, and then there's Shireim. By Trumah also, there's the Trumah, and Reishis the Goncha, the rest is Shireim, which is Chulem. So he says, Bishas Betziya Sapas, so let's talk about during the week. We cut the challah, that it's still mechuber, there's one chelik of the challah, it's mechuber to the other chelik. And this chelik that we cut, this is the reishis of the pas, and this is for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And the broche we make is on this chelik, not on the whole lechem. The broche is made on this reishis, and this is very choshev. This is a chelik for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and this is what we make the moitzi on. And let us just say, let's say if a person has oichim, so let's say he cut off, let's say, first he cuts off a chelik of the challah, still mechuber. The chibur is that if he holds the cut side, it will not break off. So it's called a shleima. And the broche is on this chelik, the bloch is on this chaylik, and not patos the rest of it, the bloch is on this chaylik. Then from that he cuts off a kezias to himself, a kezias for the people who are eating with him, and they're all eating from the prusas habitziyev, which is more than the kashiv. It's more than you shouldn't give this to a goy, you shouldn't give this to an animal. This is more than the kashiv. That's the inyan of mitziyev sapas. This is the inyan of mitziyev sapas. So during the week, we cut it, that forget, we're dividing the pas. This is the shirayim, this is the helik, the gavoya, so to say. So we cut it. We cut it, that, but it's still mechuba. Shabbos, we were afraid maybe he might cut it too much and he'll lose the shleimim. So that's why we see Shabbos, we don't cut at all. Al-Sashash, maybe he won't, he may all cut too much and he won't have the shleim. No, we eat it. We eat that piece. But it's more the kosher. We eat it. And this is, and you shouldn't let a guy eat it and you shouldn't let an animal eat it. This is more the kosher. And this is mekadesh, the whole pas and the whole achilim. Now, Now let's just, that means even during the week, we cut it partially, it's still mechubah, and if you'd hold on to the small piece, it will not break off. Then you make the moitzi, when it's still ganz, you make the moitzi, and then you finish cutting it, and that's the Lusus Abitzia, Kadeshi Akikosh Shleimos. That you do during the week. You finish cutting after the brocha. You make a brocha on a shleima, and you would cut it partially. But Shabbos, we were afraid that he might cut it too much and he'll lose the shleima. So Shabbos, we don't cut at all. V'amedadikim v'yegilim l'irshoin basakim koidem brochem. But the Teres Chaim says, the union of these medadikim, it's not something that you make. No. This, by making this reshime, we are designating, this is the Tzias HaPas, and this chelik. I'm not going to go any further because I'm afraid I might cut too far, but that's the Indian of the regime. So to designate this chalik, fine. Pluso gedoylo. Now this is sixth base. Sixth base mimtso limtsoya b'shabes pluso gedoylo shetaspik loy lechol hasuda. Now, In Simen, Ein Lel Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. Now, in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, it would seem, this is how they say, so Shulchan learns Pshat, that let's say one person is eating alone. He doesn't have guests by him. Now, he has his bukala in front of him, his chal in front of him, so he makes a metziah. The metziah should not be more than a kebeya. This is the thing that he's cutting off should not be more than a kebeya, because he's designating this, but he's going to eat this. Then he cuts off a gezayis from the kebeya, but it should not be more than a kebeya because it's near a kerabstan. It's look like he's taking too much, so he cuts to a kebeya. Then that's the metziyas hapas. That is in during the week. The Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same. Yeah. But mitzvah lifsoye b'Shabbos plus agdoyle shetaspik loy l'chol asudim. But in Shabbos, since it's a mitzvah of oynik Shabbos, so he should be mishalat, he's only himself, so he should be mishaya to how much of the challah he plans to eat the whole sudah, and that should be, but he should be b'Yitzeya during the week. You don't look at the whole suit in the beginning of the Metziah, and that's called Rabstonis. But Shabbos, it's a mitzvah, it's the chivimus of the mitzvah, so it's not called Rabstonis. Let's see the Mishnah Berurim. It doesn't look like he's a Rabstom. During the week, he only cuts the size of a kameya. He wants to eat a lot, the larger piece shows chavivus hamitzvah, and fakel, this is advisable and permissible. Now, ein amesubim rashoim litoim ad sheyitoim habetayim. Now, if we heard before in the Mishnah Berurah that poshet the beitzeya is moitzi the olam with lechem mishnim, so ein amesubim rashoim litoim, they are not permitted to be toyim from the pusas habitziyim ad sheyitoim habitziyim. That's the inyan derech eretz, that since they are dependent on him, and so they should wait till he eats first. V'im yesh lifnei kol echod lechem mishnim. What is if everyone has in front of them lechem mishnim, and he's making a moitzi, he's moitzi them with the moitzi b'roivam hadras melech, but for lechem mishnim they are not dependent on him. So lechem mishnah, each one has no lechem mishnah. Yecholim litoim af al pish adayim leitoam hu. The whole Indian of the Kherenz is, if your whole lechem mishnah is coming from me, so it's min ha-nimus that I should eat first from the lechem mishnah. But if you have your own lechem mishnah, so then you can eat before the mevorer. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Litoim, haynu af al pi shenosan habeitzeya lifnei kol echod ve'echod es chelkoi. That means he made lechem mishnah b'shu, somebody say lechem in the oritz. There's 20 people sitting there, and he's cutting up. He made a cut a big piece for the b'tziyah, because he has to give from this piece for everybody. That's also a kedai to know. If we're serving a lot of people, make a big b'tziyah, and then this is the b'tziyah samprasim from this piece. He give them deep the mighty, not from the other chelik, from the chelik of the which is the b'tziyah sampras, which is the Rashis, which is the Rashis. So now,
what is the big claim you can't see? You can't see that they must be eaten enough.
Then you have to buy glasses. Al Kotonim, it sounds like this. I know. Av al pi shenosan. Even though he gave each one his chelik, renal besimin kuf samach zayin. So now there's 20 people there, and then one of them is impatient. He has his piece already, and he's busy being machalik to everybody. But I have my piece. Aval bikein. That's what it says. Ein amesubim rashoim litam, even though he got his piece already, and the Mesei is busy being mechalik the pieces to somebody else, you wait till he finishes being mechalik, and then he'll eat, and then you eat. That's the Hiddush. Now the Ayin Shom is he really means we should look to what he wrote in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. In Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz and many Achronim that say as follows: if the halacha would be that, let's say there's 20 people, and he's studying, made a moitzi for 20 people, and whoever gets it can start eating already. So then there would be a hiddur, that's not a meat, by the way, that there shouldn't be a hefsek between the brocha and the achila. I made a brocha for you, for everyone. So for the forgot, the one that gets it first, let him eat already, that there should be less of a hefsek between the achila and the brocha. But since the Taz says, but since the law is, the 20 people, he's standing there with the piece in front of him, and he can't eat. So then the Taz Tainas, so then it's the hefsek. So what's the inyan of cutting 20 pieces and then to eat? So the Taz says it's preferable that if he's going to divide into 20 pieces, you should cut first a small piece for yourself from the Metzias Abbas. You eat that. There shouldn't be a hefsek between the broche and the achila, and then cut for them. That means that. So that's I think what means ayin shom. Since the loch is machayim, that they're not permitted to be toyim. So if they could be toyim, so then also let him eat. So that's a hiddur. That's a hiddur that there's no hefsek between the achila and the brocha, because you had a brocha and the brocha for him also, and he's eating. But since he can't be toyim, so the Taz says it is preferable that the one who makes the moitzi should first cut a small piece for himself, eat that small piece, and then he can cut the other piece.
Yeah, like poor people, try to go for eat first.
Yes, sir. Again, it's not in the Hanami. The four people's also a hefsek. Yeah. Four people's also a hefsek in the Hanami. That means, like this, then that's what the Taz Tainas is. If they could eat, so then everything is a tzayra chashila. I'm cutting for you, you're eating. So it's not called a hefsek, because after the moch, I cut for you and you eat. But since you're not allowed to eat tzayrasai, so then he tainas it is a hefsek. So therefore, he should cut first for himself. And then the Tai Sonegas Rabbein, the Stai Blow also did like this. He first meet with his others and by the Shulchan, he first ate himself. And then he gave to the others. Lachem Mishneh, if everyone is Lachem Mishneh, Lot Soloima, that is the Chiddush. Ma'ava Pishahu Maitziyom Bibichosai. Even though he's might see them with his bracha, so lechayim let them kind them light, but since they're not dependent on him for the lechem mishneh, so then they can eat before him. Avolim a lifnei kol echad lechem mishneh, if each one just has one bulkala. And the Mitzayah has two bukala. Af al pi shekol echad kikrei sheyechomenu hu lefonov. Each one has the bukala that he's going to eat. Kulam tzrichim lismeich ala Mitzayah, but sheyesh lefonov lechem mishneh, ben rashoim litoim kaidem loim. But the first one, they have two bulkalach. Each one has a bulkalach. So they have to wait to eat from the bulkalach, which was lech. They don't have lechem mishneh. So that means that, let's say, according to the Machaber, he is only beitzeya on one bulkalach. Not that he had to be held two bulkalach. He's beitzeya on one. But the one that he's beitzeya is a lechem mishneh. This is a lechem mishneh. That is what he is beitzeya on. So they should eat from the lechem mishneh. So they are dependent on him for the lechem mishneh. So even though what they're going to eat is their bulkalach from themselves, but they're dependent on the lechem mishneh. So again, they shouldn't wait till they'll get the lechem mishneh from him, and he eats first, and then they should eat. They're dependent on him. So I saw the Mishnah Aloha, he asked Sakashi, he says, why are they dependent? This is the scenario. You have a balabos, there's two bukalos. Each person has a bukalo in front of him. So that's what the Mahabha says, but since they're dependent on him, on the lechem mishneh, so So you have to wait till they eat, and then you'll eat from the priest that will give you. So yes, Akashi says, why are they dependent on him and the Lecha Mishnah? You have 20 people, each one has a bukala. So Reuven takes from Shimon, he'll make a Lecha Mishnah, and Shimon takes a woman, and then it's all about Yisrael. So why are dependent on him? But the way we mentioned yesterday, Rav Shlomo Zalman Tainis, by a Lechem Sheula that you can't eat, could be a Lecha Mishnah. So my male, they depend, each one has one bukala. It doesn't tell us, I'll lend it to you, but you give it back to me. So it could be very good that they're dependent on the Baal HaBos to eat, so they don't have a Lecha Mishnah. So that's why they have to wait till they'll get from him. And he needs from it first. Sudezu shel shachis yefsha la soysom beloy pas. Sudezu lotzaloy mel. Afulo ledasa mekilim lekamon besimen reisa de galab sifei. Linyan sude shlishis. Shein soch la soysom davke bepas. That the later we're going to him that the third Sunday they don't eat the pass. But the first two Sundays you need pass. Then Ike Kmoida Shabbos. Fine. So my male, so that's what he's saying. Suda Zushal Shachis, you have to wash. In Yeshle Oynes. What if he is an oynish? She'ena yochel l'kayim sudis arvis. He cannot eat pas. He doesn't have pas for at night. Tomorrow he'll get pas, but tonight he doesn't have pas. Is yitcha suda ad lemocho? She'yochel sholosh suudais bayoin. So memele, so he only is. He can only, he doesn't have any pas tonight. Tomorrow he'll get pas. So memele, so what should he do? Two sudas he have to wash them. So yitra hasuda ad lemocho. So the sudas halayla, he pushes off for tomorrow. He pushes off for tomorrow. Sheyechol shalei sudas bayim. So he'll eat three sudas. Now, in Shadatzin, he explains this is only im yesh le'aynis. Others hold within him to eat three sudas, one suda at night and two sudas by day. That's the. It's not only you have to eat three sudas and wash on two sudas. There's a time factor also. There's a sudas halayla and a sudas hayayim. So, but if you have an oynis and you cannot eat the first suda at night, so then make sure don't. Well, I didn't need it finished. No. So then tomorrow, that place give me that hold. You could be mekayim the shalosh sudas bayayim. So then eat three sudas bayayim. No. He doesn't have pas at night. He doesn't have pas. Pas he's going to get tomorrow. But he has everything. It's gefilte fish and chicken and alagotazach. But he doesn't have pas. Ubilvad she yikadish malaylo. V'yoch miyad acher hakidish kizayis mechameshes haminim. Idiid mizoynes, he means. That means if he doesn't have pas. Oy she yishter rabi yishayin, kama yishakosa v'simen reish ayin gimol. Even though reish ayin gimol, well, even though in Reish Ayin Gimel he said that he blamed in the Shalsi in the Mitzorhin, if you give me Seimech on the Goinim by Kiddush Halayla with a Revius, to be Seimech on the Revius. But here, Lamaisa, when a person is pushed to the wall and all he has is a Kreishel Yayin, and he can eat at night. Gefilte fish and kugel and chicken, but he doesn't have anything else. So, I mean, Lamaise, a person is anonymous. He says you should make kiddush at night and drink out of Revius and Paltik. And by day, you'll get the pass. You should eat your three sudas. Dvorim, Ein Reishay, Dvorim, Asurim, Lasais, Loir, Haner, Beshabes, Uboy, Yudbei, Sifim. Sif Aleph, Ein Koilim, Peirish Levaya Esakinim Meha Begodim, to take out Kinim of this lice is a begging that's infested with lice. So he wants to take out the lice, but he needs illumination to see the lice. So in Poilin, Perish Levaya Sakinim Meha Begodim Targum Vialti Akredish Palesi Ve'ein Koirin, and one is not permitted to be Koire B'Seifa Lo'iranel Vasilo Eine Moitse B'Fiv, even though he's not saying the words, he's just looking at it. But since he is doing a davar that needs iyun, that needs concentration, so Chazal were afraid shemo yatem, that he might be matter the shemen towards the ne'er, towards the psila. We'll come to bismaneinu soon. But al kaponim bisman Chazal. Bizman Chazal, there was a receptacle with oil, and there was a wick in the oil. And as the oil started burning out, either they had to tilt the receptacle that there should be more oil by the wick, or that ensured that it should continue burning well, or they have to perhaps lift up so weak that it should burn well. So this was a normal procedure if they were acquiring illumination from a ne'er shel shemen. So it was a normal procedure that you were always mater the ne'er, the receptacle, in order to ensure you should get to complete illumination. So Chazal asked to do something which needs concentration, that needs iyun, in front of a ne'er shel shemen, because shema yata, he might be so involved in what he's doing, he'll forget that it's Shabbos, and automatically he'll be matter the ne'er, which was a normal pula that was done during the week when he's learning, and then so, and then this worked automatically, and it'll be mechalo Shabbos. So these two pulas, we'll see this other pula soon. This pula of Yema Begin, which is infested with lice, to remove the lice or to lay a sefer, which needs concentration and illumination. So one should not do this lo'ir haner, shema yate. Maybe he might be mata the ner, or tilt the ner, in order to bring more illumination. Vafilu hu gavoya esa kaimis. Now, this chash is applicable if I have a ne'er in front of me, and I'm being kairi a sefer, so this could readily occur that I will tilt the ne'er, that will be mechalo Shabbos with the Isar of Havoim. But if the ne'er is 10 stories high, Sheni Yochel Liga Elov, he can't reach it. Afal Pikein, Chazal did not differentiate. They said this ne'er, which is Shayer, this ne'er, which is Shayer, when you're using it, you'll be matem. So Chazal did not differentiate if it's in front of me, if it's 2 feet away from me, it's 2 feet higher than me, it's 10 feet higher than me. This ne'er, Chazal said, you're not permitted to be koirei using this ne'er, and nothing will be matter. Is the position of the ne'er will not change the halacha. V'afilu hu gavoya esha taimesh en yochaliga, when we can't touch it. So hilko chachamim b'dova. They did not differentiate if it's the same nail, so they did not give a heta the height of the nail. U'mitamza yesh lesa afilu hu ba'ashoshis, or maybe it's in a lantern, it's in the lantern, so perhaps it's more difficult to open up the lantern to adjust the wick. Oy kavua b'chu shebekaiso, or it's in a hole in the wall, which also it is not easy to be matted in there. They do not differentiate. V'chein b'neir shel shava. Also, a candle, also chazal, also to do these things which need iyun. Now, I just like to mention, I don't know. Poland is they cleaned out the clothing from the lice. So I have two problems. One problem I think is not a problem. The other problem I don't know yet. L'chayre, the lice are muktzim. So l'chayre, why should this be permissible? We were only speaking about the shayla shouldn't be loy haner, but what's with the muktzim the kishayla? So there's a taisus in Masechta Shabbos Kuf Mem Beis. Taisus says if I have an oichel which has psoilus in it, since roiv is oichel, so the psoilus becomes bottle to the oichel and it loses the shame muktzeh. It's not considered muktzeh. That's what the Zatoysus and Kufman Beis and Masechta the Shabbos. So since there's a beged, and there's some lice in the beged, so the beged becomes, the lice become bottled to the beged, and l'chayre, it doesn't have a shame muktzeh. In the middle, there's no muktzeh the kishayla. The second shayla I had, is l'chayre taboyer the kishayla, which I couldn't at the present time find someone to speak about it. L'chayre, I mean, he has, l'chayre there, it's infested with lice, so there's a whole shail of something falls and one.
Why is it a bird?
Swell it's a bird. Al kaponim, so I don't know. There's a whole shail of something falls into a kais out and take it out. There's a whole shail of boyer over there. So I really don't know. I couldn't find it.
Out of some of the master in the shail, isn't it?
So then that's the eight. Then the eight is with some mashki, you take it out, so it's boira mashki mitoich mashki. But here I don't know when they cleaned the, I don't know when they cleaned the begodim, I didn't know what they did. Okay, we'll stop with this all then.